I grew up a small town prairie boy, and so the only thing I ever ate from the sea was fish and chips from the Main Street Chinese restaurant. And so even though I now eat a lot of exotic and hot spices, I've tried to stay away from seaweeds or actually anything that tasted like seaweeds. Now, Diana has taken it her mission in life to convince me otherwise. And so she's always sticking it in soups and explaining how good it was for me, and yes, you can even taste it, or maybe it tastes actually good. And I've never been totally convinced. But a few days ago, I was at her home and she presented me with this beautiful bean dish that had this ribbon of green running through it. And I tasted the beans and they were good, but boy, oh boy, this tasted like seaweeds. And I explained this to her and she said, no, this is actually kale. Boy, I'm starting to get confused here because I thought I knew what kale tasted like too. But she then explained that she had actually soaked the kale in sea salt. And so anything from the sea is beyond my expertise, and so I was really confused by this time. So confused that even when Diana started laughing so hard she couldn't even stand up properly, I still didn't get it, that yes, it absolutely was seaweed. Yes, she had tricked me well, and yes, she'd proven her point. And so I guess I'm a little convinced now, a little bit more convinced. I still look forward to the day when I'll really, really like seaweed, and I'll be sticking it in somebody else's dish.